Well, good morning, everyone. I have a couple stories I'm going to read this morning about children that had to say no. And the one story is about a boy that was asked to do something that his parents had told him he shouldn't do. And the other story is about a boy that chose not to do something because it wasn't that his parents had exactly told him not to do it, but he knew that it probably was something they'd rather he wouldn't do. And so I'll read these stories. They're pretty short, and then I'll have some thoughts to say about it. The first story is called The Lion King. Delmer hopped into the car and closed the door. This was the day his family got together at Uncle Pete's house. Delmer could hardly wait to get there so he could play with his cousins, Dean and Mike. The three of them always had lots of fun together. "Delmer," Dad said, "remember what we talked about after we were Uncle Pete's the last time?" "Uh-huh," Delmer murmured. "I want you to have a good time with your cousins," Dad said, "but there are better things to do than watching TV. Try to find things to do outside that you are not so that you are not so close to temptation." Delmer did not answer. He knew the things he had seen on TV the last time they were Uncle Pete's were not good to watch. But he thought Dad did not understand. What was he supposed to do if all the other boys decided they wanted to watch TV? The cousins had such a good time playing that Delmer forgot all about what Dad had said until the boys went into the house for a drink later in the afternoon. "Hey, Mike, let's watch a video," Dean suggested. "Okay," Mike agreed. "What do you want to watch?" "Do you have The Lion King?" Dean asked. "Yeah," Mike answered. He picked the video out of the pile of videos and slipped it into the VCR. Delmer watched as the movie started playing. Dad said not to watch TV, he thought. A video is not the same as TV. Or is it? What should I do? Then suddenly he knew. Slipping quietly out of the house, Delmer went out and found Dad sitting with the other men. "Dad," Delmer whispered in his father's ear, "may I watch The Lion King? It's a video." "No," Dad shook his head. "I'll explain later," he said quietly. "Just stay here with me until the other boys come out again." Delmer did not enjoy listening to the men talk. He wished he could go home. There was nothing to do. Mike and Dean did not come out of the house until Delmer was ready to go home. "I'm glad you came and asked me about watching the video," Dad said when they were on the way home. "I have not seen The Lion King, so I do not know what is on it, but I do know there are videos that are just as wicked as some of the things shown on TV. That is why Mama and I decided we will not have a TV or VCR in our home. That way we know we are not watching things we shouldn't." "But then there was nothing to do," Delmer said. "It was no fun. Standing up and being different is not always fun," Dad admitted. "But doing what God wants us to do is always right. Doing what is right is more important than having fun." The verse at the end of this story is from Psalm 101, verse 3. It says, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." So when I was little, I never remember having a TV in our house. I don't think we ever did. And as far as having cousins to play with, I had cousins, but they were so different from us. We really never played with them. My parents wouldn't have allowed that because the influence just wouldn't have been good. Do any of you here have a TV in your house? No, but today we have a lot of things that are probably most of your parents have phones, and most phones have TV on them. You can get anything that you would on TV. And so that's what you as children face today is, you know, what if your friends have a phone, or even some of you, maybe you go to your cousin's house and they have a TV, like this story was talking about. And if that's something that your parents have warned you against, that's going to be a temptation to choose to just not listen to what they told you and, you know, just have fun with your cousins or whatever. Do what they do. And there's lots of other things in life that maybe we're not allowed to do. Certain things your parents tell you, you know, when you play, you know, don't play this certain game or don't pretend to shoot people, things like that. And maybe your friends are doing that, but it's your responsibility as children that are called to be obedient to your parents to obey them, even if it makes it hard for you, even if you don't really have friends or they don't want to play with you. Like in this story, the boy was having a good day, and then he obeyed his dad when his dad told him just to stay away from the other boys. And in his eyes, his day was probably ruined. He didn't have any more fun. But he did the right thing. And if you, when you're young, if you choose to do the right thing, when you get older, like I'm not that old, but I can already look back in my life and see there was a lot of times when I was growing up that I wasn't allowed to play with certain children, things like that. At the time, it seemed like a waste of a good time. Like, you can't have fun. But now I don't regret that at all. I'm very thankful for my parents and the things that they kept me from. So we're going to read another story, and this is a somewhat the same situation of a boy having to tell his friends no, that he's not going to do what they're doing, but it isn't so much about keeping himself from evil influence or from looking at bad things. The story is called Who is the Sissy? Let's go out to the barn, Louis suggested as he and his cousins left the Sunday dinner table. Okay, Willie and Kurt agreed. They knew Louis liked to play in their barn when he visited their farm. The three boys put on their coats and raced through the cold November rain to the barn where they often played in the haymow. As they entered the barn, Louis saw the old scale beside a stack of feed bags. The scale stood on four metal wheels and had a platform big enough for a person to stand on. This was not the first time he had seen the scale, so he knew how it worked. I'm going to weigh myself, Louis said, hopping up on the scale. I ate so much for dinner that I probably weigh more than either of you. He slid the metal pointer across the black arm at the top of the scale until it balanced. 53 pounds, he announced grandly. Oh, that's nothing, Willie scoffed. I'm sure I weigh more than that. He stepped on the scale, weighed himself, and proved he was 3 pounds heavier than Louis. My turn, Kurt said, eager to see if he could outweigh Willie. Ah, he said in disappointment when the arm of the scale balanced at 50 pounds. You're the littlest, Louis and Willie laughed. Just you wait, Kurt said. As an idea suddenly popped into his head, he scurried over to the corner where his father's barn coat lay and came back with it. After putting on the big, heavy coat, he stepped up on the scale and was pleased to see he was now heavier than Louis, although he still did not quite top Willie's weight. The game was on. The boys took turns putting on all the sweatshirts, coats, and boots they could find as they tried to outdo each other in being the heaviest. Finally, when they could find no more heavy clothing to put on, they tired of the game and looked for something else to do. Let's build a tunnel in the hay, Willie suggested as he started to climb up on the stack of hay bales. Louis and Kurt joined Willie in the haymow. They tugged and pulled, struggling to lift the heavy bales and put them in place. Look how high I am, Kurt crowed. Come and see how it looks from up here. Louis and Willie climbed up to where Kurt sat on the big square beam that went all the way across the barn. They looked down at the barn floor far below them. I could walk all the way across the barn on this beam, Willie boasted. You better not, Louis said. If you fall down, you would get hurt. I wouldn't fall down, Willie boasted. Just watch me. And with that, he walked all the way across the beam and back again. See, that was easy, he bragged again. Go ahead, you do it. No, Louis said. Sissy, sissy, Willie teased. You're both sissies. I am not, Kurt said loudly. Prove it, Willie challenged. Kurt did not want to be called a sissy, so he carefully stood up on the beam and slowly walked across the barn on it and back again. Your turn, his cousin said, looking at Louis. No, Louis said, taking a deep breath. I'm not going to do it. Sissy, sissy, the brothers teased. You can call me whatever you want to, but I'm not going to do it, Louis said firmly. It's too dangerous. Our parents wouldn't want us to do it, and I'm not going to. Although his cousin stopped trying to get him to walk across the beam, they kept calling him a sissy all afternoon. The good time they had been having was spoiled, and Louis was glad when it was time to go home. Dad, Louis said from the back seat as they drove home, Willie and Kurt were walking across the big high beam in the top of the barn. What? Dad exclaimed. Whose idea was that? Willie's, Louis said. He did it first. He said anybody that was afraid to try it was a sissy, so Kurt did it next. He didn't really want to, but he didn't want to be called a sissy. I knew you wouldn't want me to do it, so I didn't, and they called me a sissy all afternoon. Being foolish is worse than being called a sissy, Dad said. I'm glad you did the right thing. As you grow up, you will get into many more things like this. People will tell you that wrong things are right and bad things are good. It's the same old trick Satan pulled on Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The biggest, strongest person is not the one that acts the toughest, but the one who can stand up for what is right. Real men are strong enough to say no when everyone else is doing what is wrong. The sissies are those who follow the crowd. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." So that's the end of that story. And like I said, in this example, do you think Louis's parents ever specifically told him, "Don't go out in the barn and walk across this beam"? You know, they probably didn't. But I think we see that he was a little boy that understood what his parents thought about things, and he knew from past experience that doing something dangerous like that for no reason but to fit in with his friends was not something they wanted him to do. And so he chose not to. And maybe some of you here have been guilty of the same thing. You know, maybe somebody doesn't want to join in something you're doing, and because of that, you mock them and try to make them feel bad for being a sissy. And some of you have probably been on the other end, where maybe you're the one that chose not to do something because you knew either it wasn't right or it was an unnecessary risk that you didn't want to take. And yeah, this story just said it well, that going along with your friends and going along with the crowd just because it's the easy thing to do and everyone else is doing it doesn't always make it right. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just to say no, obey your parents, and just let people call you what they want to, because it really, in the end, they can call you whatever they want. But if you're faithful, if you obey your parents and do what's right, someday those things will just be a faint memory, and the lessons that you learn and the character that you build by being true to yourself in that way is much more important than a couple days of being scoffed at by your friends. So I hope we can all learn something from these stories, and let's have a prayer and we can go back to our seats. Dear Father, thank you for each one of these children here this morning. I pray that we can learn from these stories that we read here this morning, help each of them to consider their own life, and that they would just be willing to do what's right, even when it's hard. I just pray you bless the rest of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.